B'zos teidun ki Hashem shlachani, that I'm not making it up on my own. In Bria yibir Hashem, potzotzo ha'adama espiyo. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, in Bria, that yibir Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlom, should create Pescho shal Gehenem, and Koirach and his chevre should be swallowed up. Then the Gemara says, how can it be? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. The Rebbeinu Shlom should create a new thing, Bria, yibir Hashem. It says the Rebbeinu Shlom created Bria Shemayim, where it was in Sheshis, made Bereshis. Doesn't mean that on this next day he rested and then he continued to do Bria. Another 6 days, Baruch Shalom, every 6 days he does Bria, and the seventh day he rests, and 6 days, no. Means after the Sheshes Mei Breshes, he no longer does Bria Yesh Meyayim. Now he only does Yesh Meyayim. He doesn't do any more Yesh Meyayim. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Bria Yivra Hashem. The Baruch Shalom should create Pisco Shal Gehenim. So the Gemara says, no, Ein Kochodesh Tachas Hashemesh. Moshe Rabbeinu can't ask God should create something new. It says, well, you're not going to create anything new. What he meant to say was, in Bria, there is Pischa Shel Gehenim. If Pischa Shel Gehenim is here, so I ask the Baruch Shalom, open it up now. And Pischa Shel Gehenim is not here, it should move to here. That's not called Chodosh. Ain't called Chodosh Tachas Hashem, which means if Mamash to ask God to create something new, Yesh Meyayim. But there is a Pischa Shel Gehenim. So he tells her, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzadik goes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikayim. Yes, the Rebbeinu Shalom, Pischa Shel Gehenim is nowhere nearby. See to it that it should move over here, and these people should be swallowed up alive. And then Adas Kirk was swallowed up alive. So Moshe Rabbeinu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a Nes. A Nes Nigla. He's not asking a Bria Yesh Meyayin, that the Gemara says, Ein Kochodesh Tachas Hanukkah, he's asking to make a Nes. So this is a problem. The Mishnah says in Brachas that one is not permitted to pray for a miracle. The Mishnah says if one's wife is pregnant and he wants a boy, he wants a girl, whatever. So if it's early in the pregnancy, it hasn't yet been determined whether it's going to be a boy or a girl, so it makes sense to pray. But if it's already holding by the end, so you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a miracle, so that you have no right to ask for a miracle. So how come over here Moshe Rabbeinu, how come you have a Gemara? That's what the Shari Tshuva next to the Be'heitev asks this kasha on Hilchas Birchas Hamazon. It says if a person ate a meal on Chanukah, so the Gemara has a shot that you have to recite Al Anisim in Birchas Hamazon or not. Gemara by Mamadlikim in the Sugya of Chanukah. So the Gemara says the Takonas Chacham to recite Al Anisim is only in Tfilo. In Birchas Hamazon it's Rishus, it's optional. But the minig is that we do say. So you mechuyif to recite Al Anisim in Birchas Hamazon mitam minig. So what if a person benches on Chanukah and he forgot to say Al Anisim? So, of course, you don't have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon if it's only a minute, it's only a Rishus. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon, but at the end of the benching, we add on so many paragraphs HaRachman, they add another paragraph, HaRachman Yasalon and Nisim in the floors, Kishem Shal Sisal Abaseinu, Bayam and Mayim Azman Azed. Then you say, Mimei Matiso Ben Yachan, and Kain Golem, you say the whole Allah Nisim, whatever you forgot to say. So the Shari Tshuva quotes a kasha from his ancestor, from his Elta Zeta, the Panim Meiris. How can you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman Yasalan and Nisim in the floors? The Mishnah says in Brachas, you're not permitted to ask for a miracle. So he quotes from the Panim Meiris that there were three klolim. To ask for a Nes Nister is permissible. Rachman Yasalan and Nisim, he's not allowed to ask for a miracle that he should make a Pach Hashem, that it should burn for 8 days. That's a Nes Nigla. But to ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to do a Nes Nister that you are permitted to do. And even a Nes Nigla, if the person is an unusual tzaddik, you're permitted to, or a Nes Nigla on behalf of Klal Yisrael, you're allowed to, because Klal Yisrael is Lamaila Men HaTeva, so they're not bound by Teva, and unusual tzaddikim, Ashkulim Keneged, Klal Yisrael, so an unusual tzaddik is allowed to. So this is how Ifaremfo is all the kashas, the Gemara in Maseches Tainis has a whole perk that's called Pirka de Hasidi, the perk that has all the stories. Maseches Tainis has a lot of stories. There's a lot of stories about different Tanoim and Amoraim who are mispalot to Rebbeinu Shalom that he should make a miracle, and their request was granted. How were they permitted to ask for a miracle? Mamash and Eis Nigla. The answer is unusual tzaddikim, ashkulim, keneged klal yisrael, so they're lamayla menatev. So that's really the, based on the Midrashim, that's the connection between, that's the additional connection between the Parsha and the Haftarah, if not for the fact that this week is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. In the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a miracle. In Bria Yivra Hashem, he asked him to make a miracle. He doesn't ask a Bria Yesh Meyayin, he's asking Bria Yesh Meyesh, the Pi Ha'aretz, the Pischa Shel Gehenim, should move over here. And Haftorah, Shmuel HaNovi tells the people Halok tzichitim hayom. Ekra l'Hashem yitin kolus amata. Udu'u uru'u ki ra'aschem rabba. Asher asis miyan Hashem lishlacham melech. He said, in Eretz Yisrael it doesn't rain. The dry season, they don't say Saint Alamata this part of the year. It never rains. It's a yaitzim in aklal. And Eretz Yisrael, when you go for the summer, you don't need an umbrella, you don't need a raincoat, it never rains. Once in a while, it'll rain for 5 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. It's very unusual if it rains in Eretz Yisrael before, after Sukkot, before you say Saint Alamata. So this is the additional connection between the Kriya and the Haftarah, that in both in the Parshas Korach and in the Haftarah, unusual tzaddikim who are shkulim keneged kol Yisrael ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a miracle, and Rabbi Shalom listens. Tzaddik goes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikai. Moshe Rabbeinu asks that Pi Ha'oretz should swallow up Korach Vados, and it does. And he, Shmuel HaNavi, requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should rain, so it started to rain. Yitel Hashem kol Yisrael matar b'yamahu, it starts to rain in the middle of the dry season. Starts to rain. By us, there never is a dry season. In America, there's no day in the year that has no record of how much rain came down. That's why the Rosh has the Taina. The Rosh, when he moved to Spain, he had the Taina that he doesn't understand why they don't say the same Talamato all year long. There is no dry season anymore. And Eretz Yisrael, around Eretz Yisrael, there, it makes sense. Sometimes it's Saint Baruch, sometimes it's Saint Talamato. So the Rosh was outvoted. He says he argued, but the other Chacham, he was outvoted.